Phoenix, mobile.
This repeater is new for scratchy for me this morning, and the received signal strength is very, very low.
Yeah, same field better. In here, I'm looking at it. KO4HK.
It's in the afternoon, so I know in the afternoon, man, I can't hardly get in.
No copy on you.
Parking lot, I'm on 873. You guys have a good day and be careful out there and we'll catch you later. KN4 KFW.
73 Ken, KO4 HK. Have a great day.
73 Ken, W2 JKT. Have a good one.
Start working a little better.
Yep.
Yeah, that was me.
Morning, KO4 HK.
Good morning, Eric, and 73 Ken, if you're still listening, that's what I was trying to say. Good morning to both of you.
Had a good night.
Probably one of the best nights I've had in a long time. I wasn't tired, there was no traffic, I got off a little bit early, everything just went perfect, so tonight's probably going to be a mess.
Gonna make you pay for that night, right?
Call in now. Let somebody else do it.
Hey, I'm glad you had a good safe night.
Atlanta four nights a week for UPS.
For a long time, I wouldn't want to do that either.
Go at night than it is in the daytime, I can tell you that.
That's true. It's Doraville, isn't it, where their big UPS facility is?
Three or four of them. I go to one, I go to two of them. Exit 96, Pleasantdale. That's Doraville. I don't really know. I know the street. And then there's Fulton County Airport. There's one, there's two places there actually. An old one that's been there for years on the south side of Interstate 20. And they just, about six, 7 years ago, they call it the Smart Hub. Everything is automated inside other than the loading of the vehicles, all the belts and scanners. And it's huge, and it's on the north side, or I guess it's the north side of Interstate 20 and 285 right there at the airport.
But otherwise, I've got no copy on the repeater anymore. This is pretty high up north for this app at exit 46, but I'm going to say 73 to you guys. I'll let you continue, so I'll catch you guys next week. This is W2JKT. I'll be clearing the final.
Eric, hope to see you tomorrow. KO4HKX, have a great day.
Now, the exit 46, that's low spot there. It's really rough receive, but you made it in the repeater fine.
Tool truck down to have the door finished up where the gate hit it.
Having stuff done to it. I don't know if I ever heard exactly what happened.
It's windy days and people don't secure their gates. I was driving in one of them and the wind blew it into the side of the truck.
Entrance door there on the passenger side. Are you having to pay for it or do they have insurance for that?
Pay for it. We'll get into why off the air. I don't want to be mean and bash the company, but it's not fair for what they've done.
I'm sorry, but man, it seems like there's always something in there.
Since the first of the year, truck's been awful expensive.
You say, you know, you were taking it down and having something done with the door. I never did hear and never got a chance to ask you what exactly happened.
Short story is the company refused to pay for it and told me if I filed it on their insurance, don't come back.
Wow. That's what insurance is for. This is not the same thing, but we had a basement flood several years ago, and I called my insurance about it, and they said, oh, if you file a claim, then we'll probably drop you. And I'm like, Well, why am I paying insurance then, other than I'm required to by law? I thought that was the whole point of it.
To me, insurance isn't anything but legalized extortion. You're paying to belong to this high-priced resort that you can't use.
Required by law to carry something like that to cover you, then they ought to be required by law to cover you and not be able to drop you.
Hey, I'm here where I switch vehicles, so I'm going to drop this gate, and I'll be back for just a second, and I'm going to switch vehicles real quick.
Your time, I'll be here for a few minutes. M4ZLK.
For a moment, Shane.
A gate opening break, because surely you didn't switch vehicles yet.
Just the gate. I'm just now pulling up the driveway. But it'll be a quick switch this morning. I don't have anything to move over but my computer.
Be out at the rally tomorrow.
Be in there by 8 o'clock at least. That way I can help them set up and do what I can, because I got to be back to the house around lunchtime.
As well, I can't make it tomorrow. I just got something else going on. Beth already made plans to go pick up a dining room table that someone's given her, so tomorrow afternoon, so. And I gotta sleep in the morning.
KO4HGX, and I'm gonna jump out and switch vehicles, so I'll be back in just a moment. KO4HGX, clear for now.
M4ZLK.
4HGX. Mobile team.
ZLK mobile.
You don't have much time to work on them bunk beds this weekend.
You and Beth, you're giving me a hard time about it. Beth is like, every time she's like, you need to hurry up and get those bunk beds done. And I'm like, I know, but every time we have a free time, you're planning something or trying to get, you know, wanting to go for a walk or wanting to go do this or you got to give me time to do it.
Wife does the same thing. I'm like, you got to give me time if you want me to do it. And then she's like, well, how much time do you need? I can't tell you exact time when I'm done.
I thought also that I was just going to slap something together, and I just can't do that. It's hard for me to do that anyway, just slapping something together, you know, with nails and some construction 2x4 and, you know, not making it look nice. Plus, it's for my granddaughters. I want it to be nice, and I don't want them to get splinters and all that kind of stuff, too.
And that takes time. So, I don't know. The age-old problem of marriage.
No problem at all. The way we think differently.
That's for sure.
Put my turn signal on, and it's doing the old fast blink. It just started, because it wasn't doing it 10 minutes ago. And I put new brake pads on, you know, about 6 months ago, and I got something going on with the left side. It, you know how it sounds when it scrapes when you get low? I know they're not low, but something's going on. It's braking fine, but it's making a little noise, and I gotta check that out too.
And on the pads you put on it, they could have a hard spot in it, or it could be didn't have enough chamfer on the end of it, and it's got a little piece out there. I've seen all kinds of stuff make noise on brake pads.
From the Ford place, and I think I made a mistake, because they are the dirtiest brake pads. I have to clean those wheels off all the time.
A couple different grades of brake pads at the Ford place.
I thought I was getting a better brake pads, cleaner brake pads, but I've had better ones from O'Reilly's, or cleaner ones from O'Reilly's anyway.
They might be cleaner, but they may not stop as good, and that's the trade-off. I mean, it's just the way it is.
I hope there's nothing going on. I hope it's not I hope they didn't crumble. I had that happen one time. A brake pad just kind of broke apart. And that caused, it wasn't on, I don't think it was on this vehicle. But I'm wondering if maybe that might be the problem.
Well, but it's also possible if that happened that you got some hanging the brake caliper up and keeping it locked up longer than it should in too much heat.
If I want to stay up and look at it now or get up early and this afternoon and look at it, but whatever I do, I can't. I'm at home or just about home. If I find an issue, well, then I'm stuck because Beth's at work and I can't get out.
Come help you, but I'm stuck too once I take the truck into the shop.
And I'll wait till I can get a chance to, if I have to fix something, I have to run in to get a part, I'll wait till I know for sure I'll have time to do it.
Hey, they'll bring it to you.
Car parts now? Why is that? Boy, I bet it'd be real cheap to come all the way out here.
My son is doing now is DoorDash.
Okay, yeah, I remember you saying that, but it makes sense. I just assumed it was still food and maybe groceries. Food and groceries.
For HGAG. No, I mean, it's a hardware store, Tractor Supply, restaurants, grocery stores, CVS, Walgreens, you name it.
You go get my UPS package for me.
Told me he delivered a toilet and a vanity earlier this week. And a vanity to a job site.
I mean, I can kind of see it, but yeah, I did not realize they were doing everything like that.
He was telling me about it, and that was the first I'd heard of that, and I was like, okay, that's new.
Places like that used to have their own delivery. You know, if you needed something, you could get it out there that day. But I'm sure there's a lot of that's gone by the wayside. And, of course, what I do, you can't get it the same day like that. So I guess there's a market for it.
Allow the businesses to do away with that portion of their insurance, maintenance on vehicles, drivers. So, I mean, and you put all the responsibility and all that on another company.
Individuals, because I'm assuming he kind of has to provide his own, doesn't he?
His own auto insurance, but other than that, everything else is covered by DoorDash.
Fuel and everything, too?
No, they don't pay for fuel. That's all calculated in the price of doing it.
Yes, got started. More was 112, 114 years ago. Department stores would, if you go shopping, you know, you pick out clothes that you liked. Well, you wouldn't take them home. The department store would box it up, wrap it up, and then they'd have somebody that would deliver it to your house later. And two college kids out in Washington State went to one of the big department stores and said, "Hey, let us do your deliveries for you," and that's how it got started. The rest is history.
That it's amazing how some of these old businesses started.
UPS didn't even come into South Carolina until the late 60s.
I've always been around.
The only one in the fight, or the battle, or the job, or whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of them out there now.
I mean, there's actually quite a few of them out there now that have tried, and some of them have failed.
Patrick, I'm in the driveway. I'm going to go in and go to bed. So, hope you have a good day, and I hope everything works out on your vehicle. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Shane, you have a great morning. Get you some rest, and have fun moving that dining room set, and hopefully nothing's wrong with the truck. KO4HKX, clear. 7-3.
All of my transmission, I looked down and I think the wire caught the knob and it changed frequency.
Oh, I think I got all of it. He was saying 7-3 and he's going in to go to bed.
Got all of it? Good. All right. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
7-3, same. KO4HKX, mobile.